Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 21st of February of the year 2020, which marks Mahashivratri in the Hindu calendar, a festival that honours Lord Shiva, which, according to some stories, marks the day on which he consummated his marriage. You know you're on a good wicket as a deity when people anniversarise your notable bang times. Of course, as is appropriate for a literal bang fest, it's a very solemn festival. You observe it by remembering Shiva and meditating on ethics and virtues such as honesty, non-injury to others, charity and forgiveness. If only we celebrated all banging with such solemnity and self-reflection, I'd be much more forgiving of guys who try to neg women into bed, because at least then they'd think about it afterwards. Happy birthday today to Kelsey Grammer, and happy death-iversary to Malcolm X. Not that it's a zero-sum game, it's not like we swapped Malcolm X for Kelsey Grammer, that would be weird mathematics. I don't know how you'd quantify Kelsey Grammer's impact as against the impact of Malcolm X, but I'm sure someone has figured it out and has a graph. In history today, in 1431, the trial of Joan of Arc began, no spoilers. On this day in 1842, the sewing machine was invented by John Greenough, initiating much more free time for women and weirdly followed up quite swiftly by feminism. It's almost like the process of keeping everyone covered in fabric so they didn't freeze to death was an essential foundation for keeping everyone's heads above water and on which human flourishing in Western civilization was built. It's almost like once mechanized, it freed up a lot of intellectual and physical bandwidth for 51% of the population to enter into higher realms of discourse. But who am I to say? Celebrations today include National Sticky Bun Day, which you should celebrate by refusing to have any smooth, dry-topped or other buns with self-contained texture. Welcoming back to the podcast your guest for today, billionaire tech entrepreneur and escaped felon currently living in a sinister mansion at the lip of a dead volcano in Guatemala until his lawyers can sort business out back home, Josh Gondelman, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Technically, the mansion is now an embassy, so I have a non-extradition clause with myself.
Coming up today, we will be talking all of the latest news in competitions, but first, some headlines. In geopolitical news now, the Wiggles government in Italy has launched a new healthcare accountability public awareness campaign, which includes 3 minutes of making happy finger guns compulsory for the whole population. They're also encouraging 8 minutes of dancing around a lady dinosaur and 4.5 hours of smiling. The new campaign is launched in hopes of reducing diabetes, increasing longevity, and reframing Italy's historical mistrust of female dinosaurs. Head of the military, Captain Felisord, has suggested that this healthcare... that this health campaign will continue in an attempt to bring back traditional Italian sports such as dueling on the field of honour. He hopes to make this fine tradition of Italian assassination more health-friendly by insisting that in the choice of weapons for the duel, all swords be replaced by feather swords, all guns be replaced by Nerf guns, and all fists be replaced by a series of actions that can be copied by three-year-olds.
Oh, that's wonderful. I like that Italy is finally codifying into law their tradition of flamboyant hand gestures.
An Australian politician, Barnaby Joyce, has accused the United States of America and Canada, or USAC, of sending out exploratory trade missions to New Zealand in secret without asking Jacinda Ardern or him, Barnaby Joyce, despite the fact that he, Barnaby Joyce, has mentioned he'd like to be kept up to date on any secret mission news. In response to counter-arguments that there is no evidence of the USAC sending out any secret missions, and also as an Australian senator slash conspiracy delusionist, he has no right to any information on secret missions, he stomped his foot, attempting to summon a lightning bolt and called the journalist a mean lady before shooting up in the polls for telling it like it is. And a scandal broke out on Twitter last week in which famous atheist Richard Dawkins made a comment about eugenics that has been read simultaneously as signifying his respect for truth and the separation of science from ideology, and also proof that he's a massive Nazi and probably hiding under your bed waiting to eat your ankles right now because they're not Aryan enough.
I do have very Semitic ankles, so this worries me.
Yeah, I don't really know about this Twitter scandal. I was only following it sort of peripherally. But I think probably he said something dumb and then people have responded in an even dumber way.
That sounds right. I think I remember him saying, like, look, obviously eugenics works practically. It's just, like, morally wrong. And it's like, yikes, man. It's like very weird. It's like very weird to say that the obvious bad thing is functional. I think he said, like, look how it works in animals. But it's weird to be like, well, yeah, of course I could watch the football game if I threw my wife down a well, but I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, it's also, I think the relevant point is that, like, truth is truth, mm-hmm. but also what you're saying has an impact on how people receive it. Like, if you just walk in at home from work one day and go, honey, I'm not cheating on you, questions arise.
Right, exactly. You can't just say the awful thing and expect people to be like, well, certainly this is fine.
Well, you can't pretend saying there are women I'd rather f*** but I'm not going to isn't going to have an impact on the broader spectrum of social impact.
Right. Even if and when that is true. I've been in relationships where that has been true, but you don't get bonus points for saying so. Even when your massive technological wealth is what is allowing you to take helicopter vacations as near to the moon as science will allow.
Well, I know that you collect a sort of a non-sexual harem around you to test your commitment to your relationships ongoing, right?
I do, yeah. Well, it's in a constant attempt to optimize my relationship. So it's actually to see, like, when at what point does it become sexual? And then that's just data. So even if I am unfaithful with a member of the harem, it's not an infidelity per se. It's a data point, which is valid, right? Science isn't about, and technology isn't about, a predetermined outcome. It's about testing hypotheses.
Well, of course, there was Roger Ailes' famous saying, which was, if you hire them, they're your harem.
He did have a very quick hirem to harem pipeline, or that was his attempt, at least. Unfair to the hires, who were not made aware of that. And even if they were, seems unfair.
It's now time for your ads, because the economy relies on infinite growth and you'd better commit to it. The alternative is a full-scale revolution. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. New from Penguin and Random House, the second half of Sayings Book. A sayings book that tells you the second half of popular sayings that you might not have fully thought through. Be the change you want to see in the world as long as you've thought through the implications of that change. The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm dies brutally. A stitch in time saves nine as long as the problem is a sewing and maths-related one. It's always darkest before the dawn, depending on how close to dawn you are and if you have access to lighting facilities and or aren't in a box, where it might be dark at any time of the day or night. Love is blind, hate is death, emotional ambivalence can't articulate itself. The second half of Sayings Book, available in all good bookshops now.
You know, my friend and mentor Mark Zuckerberg likes to say, move fast and break stuff. And I think that was an early Facebook maxim. But now what it really should be is, move fast and break stuff, But especially if you're breaking the government regulations that would stop you from doing that with impunity.
Move fast and break stuff is also the motto of most three-year-old children.
It absolutely is, and it's very nearly a Limp Bizkit lyric, so take that for what it's worth.
Also, it's the motto of the Hulk, and Mark Zuckerberg's also taken his motto, you won't like me when I'm poking into all of your private information.
That's what, right, there is in the first Avengers film that he said, you know, my secret is I'm always angry, and that's Mark Zuckerberg too. My secret is I'm always harvesting your data.
And this episode is brought to you by Dead Linen, the obsessively researched linen company that uses only linen grave-robbed from Egyptian sarcophaguses, sarcophagi, or sarcophagopods. Sick of sleeping on rough sheets that don't smell of formaldehyde and 2,000 years' worth of desert decay? Check out Dead Linen. We guarantee 100% real Egyptian cotton. And if you're one of our first 1,000 customers, we offer a free curse with every purchase of 3 or more royal grave shrouds. No Canaanites or Nubians need apply.
What is the thread count on those?
I think it's pretty crumbly.
Perfect.
And an infomercial now from the breaking wave of science. Professor Sammy Vitreous Hydro has announced breakthrough results by his research team at Wetford University in the fight against utter desiccation, which is estimated to affect over 8 billion people worldwide at some time in their lives. Laboratory experiments in mice have revealed statistically significant results, Professor Vitreous Hydro said today. We have applied for a patent for our quantified increments patation method and hope to commence clinical experiments in volunteer human subjects as soon as we receive ethics committee approval and the next round of research funding. The discovery was published yesterday in the prestigious medical science journal Aqua Majestic, published by The Last Post. Depending on clinical results, says Professor Vitreous Hydro, our team will then commence large-scale double-blind trials in affected communities. We're already in discussions with potential partners, and if there is no unacceptable adverse indications, we expect to have wide-scale commercial applications of half a glass of water available by 2030. Dr. Demi Dampney, Emeritus Professor of Biology, who is not connected with the research, commented that the Vitreous Hydro team announcement could prove to be a promising development, but expressed concern regarding side effects of as-yet uncontrollable increases in sweating and urination. That said, despite its extreme experimental status, there are a number of people trying half a glass of water as a home remedy on the advice of holistic practitioners and ancestral use. We can't take any responsibility. If you do try it, it might just be the placebo effect, but I'm hoping that half a glass of water will turn out to be a remedy for a whole bunch of ailments.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that is your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story, competition news. Josh, you are the most competitive person I've ever seen. You've won Most Competitive Man 3 years running. What is happening in competition news today?
Well, it is a big week for competition over here. The Houston Astros cheating scandal, now that pitchers and catchers have reported, they need a little extra practice, so they come back early. The Houston Astros are implicated in a massive cheating scandal where they stole signs from other teams to win baseball games in the 2017 season. I support this move as a fan of competition and as someone who would like baseball games to be over sooner. I think that anything that helps one team win is great. This is a big deal. Players from other teams who have been defeated by the Astros are they're upset about it. And really, I have a defense of this. baseball is literally not a level playing field. The pitcher stands about half a foot higher than everyone else, so the Astros were just evening things out, like when my friend and protege, Jeff Bezos, pays employees as independent contractors to avoid giving them benefits. He's just keeping himself competitive in the marketplace, like a winner and a champion does. This really created what I see as a market inefficiency, personally. So I have a new app called Pitcher. It is an entry into the gig economy, because what the Astros were accused of doing is having sensors that could send messages to their hitters underneath the uniforms.
Oh, wow.
And that's real. And so I think that is a great opportunity to employ more people in the gig economy. So this app Pitcher allows anyone in the stadium to steal signs from the opposing team and transmit them directly to the hitters.
I have a friend whose partner gave her that for Valentine's Day. It was a set of underwear with a series of signals built in that you could control remotely.
This is pretty similar. Yeah, that's kind of disrupting the romance market. And I think that's great. Although I do think vibrating underwear takes jobs from hardworking, human digits. But
yes, and also the pants mice industry.
The pants mice industry. It is a real problem. But I think we can't discount this kind of rapid advancement. And I think we should embrace and harness it.
Yep, absolutely. Embrace and harness, also a Valentine's Day motto.
That's the full thing. You don't need the second half of that one.
Have you got any other competition news?
That was my big competition news for the week.
Thank you so much, Josh. Now it is time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice and Generic English Mail of the Day. That's you today, Josh. I don't know how you feel about being called generic and English.
I mean, the first one is inarguable, and the second one, I do speak English, so I'll take it.
I am supremely disappointed in the amount of coverage you have given to the so-called Pictish city under London. Once again, the media metropolitan elite are obsessively covering a story that doesn't impact anyone outside Zone 5. Typical. After all, we've had a city of frogmen under Aberdeen for years now, and no one ever talks about that. Yours in righteous indignation, John Harper. Apologies, John Harper. I think this was a relevant enough story, and I know that the frogmen under Aberdeen are very secretive, so that's the reason that we haven't covered them. Also, they've been living in harmony with the Aberdeenians for more than 100 years, so I feel like we have an imperative to cover breaking news, and if you want to talk about the frogmen, you can look to your history books, particularly at the essential role they played in amphibious warfare during World War I.
A lot of schools don't teach that, but there's plenty of literature out there if you want. And I recommend you do some citizen journalism. You show up, you live stream, you really get into it. Make a difference.
Well, yes, and of course, we do mark the betrayal of a regiment of frog people during World War I by having high schoolers in biology dissect frogs at least once a year.
That is a touching remembrance.
That is your letters to the editor. You can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. That's something without a G, like astronauts in zero G. Thank you for listening to The Last Post. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year. We'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous editions available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to our previous editions. It'll make these ones make more sense. Your guest today was tech entrepreneur, billionaire Josh Gondelman. Have you got anything to plug, Josh?
Oh, Desus and Mero is back on Showtime, and in a different dimension.
Oh, what a great show.
Thank you. And in a different dimension, I'm a writer and producer on that show.
Meanwhile, you're just continuing on your edge of a volcano situation.
Yeah, that's been pretty good. I like to feel like I'm on the verge of death, but in no real danger. It's a real tightrope, but it isn't.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.